While new cases of Legionnaires' disease haven't been reported since August 3rd, the city's first case of West Nile has been confirmed. City health officials said on Sunday that the virus was confirmed in a Brooklyn man who was hospitalized with viral meningitis. He was over the age of 60. He was treated and released. West Nile tends to be spread by mosquitoes that bite birds carrying the disease, and then they bite humans or other mammals. Symptoms include sudden high fever, muscle pains, and a headache, which worsens. Only 318 cases have been detected in the city since 1999. Health Commissioner Bassett said this first case of West Nile is a reminder to protect ourselves against mosquito bites. The health department says it completed 6 rounds of pesticide spraying around the city. For a list of areas being sprayed, log on to nyc.gov/DOH. Julian Bond has died. He was 75 years old. He died Saturday night after a brief illness. The civil rights icon spent 20 years in the Georgia legislature. He was in the State House and the Senate. He was a leader in SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, longtime chair of the NAACP, and founder and president of the Southern Poverty Law Center. They said, "We lost a champion." They called Bond a visionary and tireless champion for civil and human rights. Here he is speaking about the first time he was arrested at a voting rights protest in the 60s.
One of the best moments I had was the first time I was arrested in Atlanta, at Atlanta City Hall. And like John, I had this feeling of freedom.
Yes.
As the policeman put me in the paddy wagon and then took me to jail, and found myself in this enormous room with all these other men. And I said to myself, I better not ask them why they're here. but they asked us and knew, because they'd heard on the radio, they knew why we were there, and they were so happy to see us. And you just felt so good, so great.
President Obama on Sunday said the late civil rights activist Julian Bond was a hero and a friend, that he and Michelle have benefited from Bond's example, his counsel, and his friendship, adding that Bond helped change America for the better. He said, what better way to be remembered than that? It turns out Donald Trump wants more than a wall to keep out immigrants living in the country illegally. He also wants to end birthright citizenship for their children. This is what he said on Sunday, and he would rescind Obama administration executive orders on immigration and toughen deportation, allowing in only the good ones. At the Iowa State Fair over the weekend, where Trump made a big splash with his private flashy helicopter, Bernie Sanders said, "I apologize, we left the helicopter at home." During 3 days of campaigning in predominantly white Iowa, he said he would fight to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, fight institutional racism, address police brutality, and criminal justice reform.
Anyone who reads the papers, anyone who looks at TV, understand that we still have a long way to go. Anyone who has seen the tapes of Sandra Bland or Samuel DuBose, understand that it is unacceptable that African Americans can get taken out of their cars, thrown to the ground, assaulted, and thrown into jail and die 3 days later. That is not what this country is supposed to be about. So you are looking at a candidate who, if elected president, will do everything that he can to end the stain of racism and institutional racism in this country and bring about major criminal justice reforms.
His campaign says he is making racial injustice a touchstone after facing disruptions from activists promoting the Black Lives Matter movement. China's top prosecuting office says it's setting up a team to investigate possible offenses related to last week's explosion at a warehouse storing hazardous chemicals. At least 112 people were killed, more than 700 were injured, 95 people are missing, including dozens of firefighters. Authorities say there were several hundred tons of sodium cyanide on the site. That's a toxic chemical that can form a flammable gas upon contact with water. They say about 3,000 soldiers are part of the effort to clear the dangerous chemical contamination around the site of the explosions. Japan restarted a nuclear reactor at the Sendai nuclear plant on Tuesday. This despite the fact that 60% to 70% of the Japanese oppose the reopening of reactors, and they've been demonstrating throughout the country. The Sendai plant is about 30 miles from Mount Sorajima. Reports over the weekend are that the mountain is showing signs of increased volcanic activity. The government is telling residents they should prepare to evacuate. This is the first nuclear reactor startup since the three major meltdowns as a result of the 2011 Fukushima disaster. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Videos surfaced yesterday of a Syrian government airstrike in a marketplace on Sunday near the capital city of Damascus. At least 60 are dead and at least 200 people were wounded. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said this is a documented massacre. A Syrian military source said Air Force strikes targeted the headquarters of the rebel group. The New York Times is reporting that documents provided by former systems analyst Ed Snowden provide new details about the ties between the NSA and telecom giant AT&T. The newspaper reported that AT&T's cooperation with the National Security Agency involved a broad range of classified activities, including help with spying on internet communications at UN headquarters. It's another hot and humid day with temperatures expected to reach 93 degrees in New York City. Warm temperatures will continue throughout the week with a chance of scattered thunderstorms. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.